This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Glory be to God. Children are a blessing. And I have those four children I told you about. And I got a good report from one of my granddaughters, and I'm going to tell you about it. I got it just before the meeting tonight. And Hannah is 15 years old. And Hannah is really special. Since she was a little bitty girl, she's the daughter of my other daughter, Brenda. Brenda has two boys and a girl. And Hannah's the youngest. She's got two older brothers. And she's just so special. She, all of her life, has been a prayer. I mean, an old-time Pentecostal prayer. We don't even know how she got that way, to tell you the real truth, but she leaves time every day to go in her room and travel and get with God, and she's been doing it since she was 4 years old. And once when I was in, Shelley and I were in Israel, and Hannah sends me an email. This has been about two years ago, I guess. Mimi, I've got this burden, and it just feels like I'm going to die if I don't get it prayed through. I'm praying about this man named Amon. Well, it turned out that there was, for the first time ever, they were going to use chemical warfare on some trucks. There are weapons of mass destruction. I don't know why they don't admit it, but they were buried in the Baca Valley, and they are chemical and they're bacteriological. And a truck, had two trucks, had loaded up, three I think, had loaded up with those bacteriological warfare and chemical, and they were headed from the Baca Valley in Syria, they were headed over to Amman, Jordan. They were going to then set these things off, and it was going to kill thousands and thousands of people. Hannah said, I'm praying for this man named Amon. Well, it wasn't Amon, a man. It was Amon Jordan. She finally got the prayer through, and they found those two trucks. They found those trucks. Glory be to God. And it was so funny. She said, Mimi, I've got this burden. I go in my room every night. And she said, my brothers are making fun of me, and da-da-da-da. And I said, just forget the brothers, Hannah. Keep on. I said, that's how your mother's brothers used to do her, but now they're preaching the gospel themselves. And now her older brother has been to Bible school, but that's how Hannah's been. And so now he called me after he went to Bible school up at Mac and Lynn Hammond's, and he said, Mimi, I'm going to get Hannah to teach me how to pray. So you see, they changed their tunes after a bit. I can remember once being over at Brenda's house, and Hannah, she looks like a little angel. Pastor Lee used to say that if they could make Hannah dolls, they could really sell them. Little curly blonde hair, great huge blue eyes. And she'd learned some new songs at Sunday school, and she wanted Mimi to hear them. And so she dressed up in her Sunday school dress, and she stood there in the living room like an angel singing them. And she's got this brother, Brandon, and he's over there in the floor, you know, just teasing her and just harassing her. And she'd go back to singing these beautiful songs. And finally, she just a minute, Mimi. And I mean, she took him out. She took him to the floor. I don't know how much. He's about a year and a half, 2 years older than her. But I mean, she took him down. And Hannah just looks like an angel, but she is as tough as nails. And she's a basketball player. She's not just a basketball player. She's a star basketball player. And so she was so good. And her parents live in Branson, Missouri. And there's this really great coach in Springfield who coached one of the top basketball players, girls ever there's been, Jackie Stiles. And so he's going to come to this Christian school and coach. He was Hannah's coach, trainer. And he's going to come to this Christian school, and he's going to be the coach for 4 years while his daughter's there. So it gives Hannah an opportunity to be under a great coach. And she feels that God wants her to go on with this basketball business. Her life is given to God. And so he told her he's going to use it. So her parents bought a mobile home in Springfield so that they could have an address there. And she played ball all last year for that team and did really well. And so then this is her sophomore year. She's playing varsity ball. She was the point guard last year. And I don't know, she scored almost 400 points last year, and she just was great. Well, we had the prayer conference, and then right after the prayer conference, I went to Israel. And the first day of practice, Hannah had an accident. How many of you know anything at all about basketball? Oh, good. How many of you know how serious an ACL is? She tore her ACL the first day of practice. And they took her to one hospital in Springfield, and they said torn ACL. And then they found out that their insurance wouldn't work there. They had to go to the other hospital. So they went to another hospital. They did the MRI, torn ACL. And her coach told me, he said, I cried. And everybody cried. And her mother said, okay, we'll get the surgery right away. And then you've got this year, and then you can get done, and you can play summer ball, and you'll be ready. And Hannah said, I'm not going to get the surgery. I'm going to trust God for my healing. Her mother said, boy, it wasn't my faith. And she would take no, not any other answer. And if her mother or any of us would dare say a negative word, she would take us to the floor like she did Brandon. I mean, she gives you looks that you wish you hadn't dared, double dog dare, mention such a thing. So the coach said, we'll take you to practice and you can keep going with us, you know, and you can stay right with us. She went to practice and she started dribbling and she started shooting. And the coach said, how are you doing that? And so she said, I don't know what exactly she said to him. He said, you know, I have heard of people getting fit with a brace if you refuse to have surgery. She told her mother, she said, mother, I go to a Christian school. And they're so precious, and they all know that Jesus saves. But she said, mother, they don't know a thing about the healing power of God. And she said, I want to demonstrate to them this year the healing power of God. Isn't that what she said? And so she got the brace, and she did all these things, and the coach said, well, after a while, he let her in a game, 1 minute and 27 seconds, and she scored 8 points. So then he let her in just a little bit more. Then he let her in just a little bit more. And I went to a couple of games before I came on this recent trip. She scored in one of those games 23 points. She scored in another one of those games 24 points. And last night, Shelly got a call today. Last night she played and she got 24 points and 15 rebounds and she crashed the boards. And a person that went to that game last night is a medical person and had examined her before. Not the doctor on the case, not anything like that, but a person that studied medicine and had examined that knee and they said, it is a bona fide miracle. I examined it before and I examined it now. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The healing power of God. We've seen that healing power of God this year. We've seen the glory in 2006, just as it was prophesied. We went to a meeting in the South. And that meeting, I suppose that night, maybe there were 800 people there, would you say? About 800 people. And we announced we're going to have a meeting, healing meeting, this certain night. And they brought in a little baby. That little baby, I don't know how old that baby was, but it looked like it could just a little newborn. It may have been a few months old because it had already had 4 or 5 heart surgeries and blood disease surgeries. And they brought that little thing, and it just looked like death. And so I said, everybody come up and make a circle, because this was a serious case. They said the baby, they're only giving it hours to live. And... So everybody came and they made a tight circle around there, because I saw in the Bible that when they prayed for Paul and he was raised up, it says they encircled him. They came around him. They made a circle. I had watched on, I think it was Pat Robertson's, and they said that someplace where they were having lots of healings, it was either Africa or South America, and they were having lots of healings and they would, raising from the dead, and they would always make a circle. And this was a case like raising from the dead. And so I told my, Chip was there with me, Shelly and Bob were there with me, and I told Bob to hold the baby. Bob has a healing anointing, strong, and he held that baby, and those people came up around there, and we prayed, and the power of God hit that baby, and we got a letter that the whole church is turned upside down, and the baby is totally healed and restored. Shelly and Bob are talking about what they'd seen in New Zealand, what we've seen here and there. We have seen the glory of God. We are seeing the manifestation just like God said we would. I talked to you last night about what we'd seen in, out at Azusa Street and out with the Christians United for Israel and things that are happening. And we are so glad. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Don't you just love little babies? Children, we just read it in Psalm 130. I'm going to read that to you again. Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. I can tell you that by experience. Bless the Lord. But have you ever heard anyone say, I just wouldn't want to have a baby right now? I just wouldn't want to bring a child into this wicked world. Have you ever heard that? I heard it. We were out eating in a restaurant. And we were talking about some things, end time things. And this young man walked up, a waiter, and he said, oh, I really wouldn't want to have a baby and bring it into the world at this time. Those people are what the Bible calls short-sighted. Turn with me to 2 Peter 1:9. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9. It has mentioned some wonderful virtues, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 8, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says if you have them, verse 11, there will be an entrance ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is an everlasting kingdom of God, hallelujah. And you can have an entrance, an abundant entrance, even into the glory world. But it says, look at verse 9, he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off. That means short-sighted.
People. Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.